Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to XBiz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. Today, Trans Performer of the Year at both AVN and XBIZ. Emma Rose blesses us with a steamy chat on how her gorgeous cock-sucking lips and cum-thirsty holes have led to over 30 million views on Pornhub in her quest to become the nastiest hardcore trans performer ever. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock. DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. And like I told you last week, I've been wanting to have a transgender performer on this program forever. This whole message that we do is about inclusivity and diversity. And so, hey, why not get the biggest and brightest transgender star in the game? Emma Rose is here. She basically has just swept every award show this year already. And if you look her up, and if you're not already familiar, you will absolutely instantly know why. And we had a great time chatting. I always prefer to do them in person. Emma and I actually did ours over Zoom, but it was no less explosive and fun. She is a delight. She was lovely and super fun and awesome. And I can't wait for you guys to hear my chat with Emma Rose. So let's get right to it. Rose, Emma, how the hell are you?
Hi, I'm doing amazing.
You just got back from the TEA Awards.
So happy that I won Trans Performer, Hardcore Performer of the Year. Again, for the second year in a row, I won all three Performer of the Years for the trans category this year. And it was such a goal of mine, especially after winning Hardcore last year and not winning Avians last year. I got that fire throughout the last year. I worked so hard then to finally get it. It's amazing. Aubrey Kate, a staple in the trans community, commented, "Welcome to the trifecta." It was surreal.
The distinction, trans performers and hardcore performers. Can you clarify?
The T Awards, they have it split into solo and hardcore. Most people think hardcore is dominating.
You are pretty hardcore in the traditional sense. Were there some things you experienced for the first time on camera?
All of my new scenes have been lesbian scenes. And my king.com scenes, I've done two dom scenes and one sub scene. Last sub scene they're ever going to get, because I do not like being submissive.
You've done a lot in a short amount of time.
I started my transition at 21 and living my life as a woman for 3 years before I started porn. During that time, learning what I like with all the new changes of transitioning from a male to a female. I was always way more reckless, sleeping with a lot of people, and I liked everything, topping and bottoming, and girls and guys, way more of a bottom, like getting fucked. When porn came around, I started to take my health more seriously. The change is I've become way more of a top, I've become way more queer, way more lesbian, way more raunchy. Transitioning at 21 is still Gen Z's considered late, which is crazy. I wasn't living as a girl in high school. I never met anyone who was trans until I was 19. But when I was a kid, I always felt like I was wired wrong. I thought maybe because I was gay. But I like guys and girls. And every time I thought of myself in the future, I automatically assumed I was a woman. I had no word for trans throughout childhood. When I met my first trans woman when I was 19, all the puzzles started falling into place and everything made sense. I went to therapy for a year and then I had hormones. And I started my transition at 21. Great communication is everything, but there's also bad communicators. Sometimes a guy doesn't know how to say yes or no or say his boundaries. I've been in a bar talking to a guy for an hour and finally he's like, do you want to go back to my place? I would love to. I want to let you know that I'm trans. And there has been times when guys are just like, I do not want to do that. And I'm like, that's totally fine. You have to be okay with rejection. I've been rejected plenty of times. If it's really crowded, I'll give him my number and walk away and message him because that is safer. I had a guy message me. We were going to meet up the next day. And I told him I'm trans and he was like, definitely would have never known, but it's always been a fantasy of mine. With that, I always tell them, don't go with any expectations. Yeah. People do think she's going to take, she's going to top me. Even though I love it, I don't like the fetishizing of it. Guys are vulnerable in a way with trans women. They might not be with cis women, especially when it comes to more like risque things.
Before your transition, were you masculine in any sort of way?
I feel like everything I do is very versatile. At the beginning of my transition, you could definitely tell that I wasn't passable. Living trans and passable, I'm very grateful and I put a lot of money into it. I'm not a target of discrimination. So now I have to tell people, especially before anything becomes intimate, I usually take them aside and tell them and they're just like, wow, or they'll say no or yes. But at times telling someone like, hey, by the way, I have a dick.
Trans, we'll talk soon. Okay, darling. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, this is hot stuff. I think I need a break. How about you? We will be right back with more After Dark. See huge cocks explode with hot cum down Emma's slutty throat. In cum sauna, blow off steam from adult time. My pussy's getting wet just thinking about it.
Gender porn is something that has become much more mainstream.
The fifth most watched category in Pornhub now.
You're a freak, man. You like the freaky shit. The first time you had two cocks in your mouth at the same time, was that on camera?
I've done that before. I have just as much sex off camera as I do on camera. For my birthday this year, I had a 6 trans girl orgy. I've done like DP in my personal life where I have two cocks in my ass. I still have not done this on camera. I need to. I still need to do a gangbang, a blow bang. I've had 3 guys, but never a gangbang where everyone's just taking turns on me. I've been saving it because I really want to do a studio with a nice production. Trying to do gangbangs in your real life. Coordinating is so hard. Angela White is my icon when it comes to gangbangs. She commands the room so well. My Angela White scene was my debut with a woman. I was shaking when I walked into the room. I love her so much. Her energy is crazy. She was throwing me around and the bad turning point in my career when it really made me a superstar.
I want to go back to Tampa for a second. Was it difficult getting a job as a stripper in Tampa as a transgender woman?
So there was only one called Skins. Now it's called Players Club. I don't know if they still do these nights. It was really hard because you didn't make as much money as the other clubs. I used to go to these bars just as a cis girl. I was trying to make my money. I wasn't having anyone touch down there anyways. One time at Lookers, I was on stage. I have everything duct taped and my tape pops. I'm wearing thong panties and I'm like, I'm gonna get my ass beat. I run into the dressing room. I need to change. I had this whole setup where I'd have my panties, I'd pull them down and then pull the new ones up at the same time so no one would know in the dressing room that I didn't have a vagina. I almost got my ass beat in Atlanta. It's not the safest to dance, but it pays way more than a trans club. I would love to dance now, but too many people
would know. In Los Angeles or Vegas, if there is a strip club there.
Vegas doesn't have one, but Cobra would be the one you want to go to in LA. It has all the girls. It's very, very busy. You have to go and try it out yourself.
What are some of your professional goals heading into the future?
I've been working with a couple of directors and starting my own production company. It's going to take a couple of years to fully get to where I want it to be. A lot of girls I want to shoot with and build this amazing studio. I definitely want to do my gangbang I don't like to be submissive. People think of gangbang, you're getting destroyed by all these guys, but it's like, I want this dick and I want this dick and I want you to fuck me like this. I'm riding you. Even if you're getting fucked, you're still being dominating.
You have over like 500,000 followers combined on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Subscribe to her loyal fans at loyalfans.com/TS Emma Rose.
I update my fans every day from sexual stuff to what I'm doing throughout the day. I try to be the girlfriend in the pocket.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much.
Once again, I want to thank Emma Rose for being on our program. What a star. Look at all this crazy success. That is one wild ride right there. And I wish her all the success in the world. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you're checking us out and subscribing. We do our best to bring you, such great original content. It's very unique and different from the rest that's out there. Not in the competitive sense. It's just that we take a different approach and more of a academic and a personal approach. And, we get a little dirty, get a little fun, and that's what we're here to do. But I think that, we pride ourselves in having a very different product. And so thank y'all for supporting that. Thank you to Erica and my entire staff. And we got a lot more coming up. So make sure that you're subscribing, and I will see you next week.
Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TK After Dark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Come with me. You know me. Feel free, peachy.
Feel free,
come with me.
Come with me.
Feel free.
Feel free,
come with me.
Come with me.
Peachy. Rub, 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 bitch, rub, 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 rub. Rub, rub, bitch, rub. One pass 'em, thumb blast 'em, fun ask 'em, numb flask 'em. One pass 'em, thumb blast 'em, fun ask 'em, numb flask 'em. Suckle jerk girls, we play. Another male in the middle, so come on, let's spray. I'm feeling good, no incredible. I'm out just to see if it's gettable. Come with me, you know me. Feel free, peachy. Come with me, you know me. Feel free, peachy.
Feel free.
Come with me.
Come with me.
Feel free.
Feel free.
Come with me. Rube.